This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. What were you saying, Z?
Well, I was going to say, I remember there was a time, and look, I don't mean to call you out, Wendy.
Oh, but, Wendy. Look out, Wendy.
There was a time where we asked you, well, we had a segment planned, mm-hmm. and we wanted a specific sound effect played.
That's right.
And you left us hanging, and look, there was a bit of a silence.
That's right.
And particularly with us, I found it a little bit uncomfortable.
It was quite uncomfortable, especially for everyone in the studio. I don't know if it made an awkward silence at home for you guys. Text in on 0427 Drew 949 if there was an awkward silence in your situation.
I don't know what episode it was. It was one of the last nine, so it was listen to all of them and then tell us which one it was.
And if you can correctly identify it, congratulations. You are a real Z and G Laugh Out Prouder. Laugh Out Prouder, because that's what we've deemed our fans.
For now.
But you were saying, look, awkward silences. That's a situation. I mean, and it's something that we all encounter every day. And I mean, it is a generalization to say that, but, you know, because I think it really goes over the head of people who are completely socially, adept.
They're comfortable, social chameleon, adapt to any situation. But what I'm going to say is, and I think it's a distinction that needs to be made early on in this discussion of the topic.
Please do.
Is that with a silence, not every silence is indeed awkward.
That's true. You could have a silent situation that isn't awkward, which is very much our Z and G relationship. It's mostly reading the paper,
making just eye contact loosely, and then as soon as the microphones turn on, we're best friends.
Bang, best friends. It's a fantastic situation because I don't have to deal with him. So I don't have to deal with him for an hour a week. It's fantastic.
I know.
It's the best situation, and now it's almost becoming awkward. So I'm going to stop.
you've refrained me from wanting to talk, creating some sort of a silence.
Yes, that's because I turned your mic off. Okay, so don't. I'll turn your mic off. Actually, so don't even pretend.
I can't even.
I'm trying to. Thank you, Duncan, on the boards for cooperating with that. Appreciate it.
Picking up what you were putting down right there.
I think it's something, that almost happens regularly to Z and G. An awkward silence, whether it's, buying something at the store, that's why we enjoy the self-automated machines, really.
All of the instances of awkward encounters.
That's right.
Unless the machine, turns against you.
looks at you the wrong way. And
starts flashing and bipping.
And that's when you have to call over the attendant to come and fix the awkward silence between you two.
Between you and the machine and the attendant?
Yes, because, Skynet has taken over in this situation.
And what year is it?
1982.
Uh-oh.
So we... It's a situation. Look, so text in on if you work with Skynet, okay? And we'll know.
You won't know if it's the person on the phone texting in at that point.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're not sure.
It could be
him.
Text in if you're listening, Arnie.
I'm sure he is.
Most likely.
We tweeted at him last week, and he immediately DM'd us. I don't know what that means, but...
I told you that to make you feel better. He blocked us straight away.
Oh, it was an immediate block.
It was immediate block.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was like an unmatch on Tinder.
Now it's an awkward silence between us and Arnie. That's a shame.
That is a shame.
How is Rambo First Blood is what we'll ask him.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, that wasn't him.
No, exactly. That's why we'll offend him. We'll offend him with that.
Yeah, okay. Or we pretend that we haven't seen any of his other films and just be like, weren't you in that kindergarten cop film?
Mm-hmm.
And that one with Danny DeVito where they're brothers or twins. Or
that's right, yeah. They're sisters.
Yeah, that's what we keep telling you.
Yeah. And he, I'm pretty sure Arnold Schwarzenegger was also in Rocky. Don't be mistaken.
As Apollo Creed or as Rocky?
As Rocky.
I haven't seen the films.
As, you had Rocky, you had Papery, and you had Scissory.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if that's what it deserved, Wendy. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
It deserved a myriad of noises.
That's a mixed reaction here. on the comedy from G tonight?
No. Oh, no. Episode 10, though. Episode 10. Fantastic.
Wendy, thank you for blocking out the awkward silences the sound effects.
Because it's almost an impossible situation with this. There's always has to be noise.
It's got
to
be a ball rolling at all times.
But I feel like one situation where you could, you know, get away with an awkward silence, okay?
Where do you think you can get away with an awkward silence?
All right, let me tell you.
Okay.
In the car.
Interesting.
In the car. You can have a car ride where nobody says a thing. I mean, you know, and, you know, you have an excuse because you're watching the road.
Yeah, and, you know, for the other passenger in your car, mm-hmm. they can chill back with the radio.
They can. You
like
know,
they probably are right now.
And that's right. And I feel that's almost a tactic, right? That's a tactic of the awkward car ride. That's when you know it's becoming an awkward car ride. The radio gets turned up.
Exactly what I was about to say.
The radio gets turned up, and that's how you know that it's becoming an awkward silent situation. Hey, but that's what you want to be doing anyway when you listen to Life Out Proud and Joy in general. You want to be turning it up. Turning it up all the time. So much so we could be turned up. Thank you, Wendy.
Oh,
that was fantastic.
You're going to burn a hole in the button.
I know.
If you keep tapping that one.
You're almost really breaking down our self-esteem. So I don't appreciate it, Wendy.
You know what I think would build us back up?
What would build us back up?
From our self-esteem?
Mm-hmm. What?
Is if we were able to give away another prize.
Yes. Yes, that would be a good idea.
I think that would lift my spirits. If mm-hmm. we were able to give the Laugh Out Proud fun, joy and spirit.
To, you know, share that with other people and give out that prize. It'll be fantastic.
How proud we are of episode 10. So if you want to win a prize, all you need to do is text us in or message us, email us. Let us know what you think this sound effect is related to.
And we'll play that sound effect right now. Look, before everyone was firing on all cylinders and now everyone's crashing and burning. So that's a situation. But hey, look, you know what would actually even get us our spirits up a little bit more?
What do you think that would be?
What? Okay, look, let's have a little bit of a production meeting, everybody. Everyone, mm-hmm. huddle in, everybody. Audience members, Life Out Prouders, we're here.
We're here.
What if we lifted our spirits with a little bit of a sound effect break segment?
Wow, we've played a number of sound effects.
I know, we have. We have almost overload. Almost some O-load on those sound effects.
But Wendy has told us that we've got a very special one.
We do.
We are a big fan of a certain person.
An artist. Many multi-talented artist, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
He's a rapper, comedian, actor, writer, anything under the sun.
Does it all.
Everything.
One thing, apparently we've discovered you've organised that he's given us a shout-out.
He's apparently given us, Wendy is telling us he's given us a shout-out in a song. So, we haven't heard it.
I can't believe it.
We haven't heard it yet, so let's see what Donald told us. I'm just seeing
G's.
Wow.
I'm just seeing G's.
I'm just seeing G's.
Sure, that's what he said.
Hang on, let's play it again. Play it again for us, Wendy.
I'm just seeing G's.
I'm just seeing G's. I think that's exactly what Donald said. Thank you so much, Donald.
Wow.
We appreciate that.
I'm that episode 10, Wendy.
Made.
Marvelous.
Made. Absolutely
marvelous.
Made.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.